Thank God that I'm very happy about this trip.
There's a saying that you can see, you know, one moment, through one moment you can see eternity.
那不只是在一个教会这个大家庭中。
Not only in the church, like a family.
那特别是在感恩餐会的那一天。
Especially, it was during the meeting, the Thanksgiving meeting.
在景森居华家的餐会。
The Paula meeting in Jim Hua's house.
学乔说好像是一个宴席。我听了。
My son said it's like a banquet.
Yeah, 那感觉到。
Do I need this?
Okay.
Whether it's during Bible study or prayer meeting,
还有在私下的交通
and also in our fellowship, in private.
Yeah, 我深深感到相同的意向的可贵
I truly felt that the importance of having the same vision.
跟弟兄姊妹在一起，有的时候觉得那种心灵的看见是一致的时候，那种喜乐是很大的。
And when with brothers and sisters, and when we share the same vision, the joy multiplies. It's very great.
那也看到这个媳妇孙女很开心。
And also, I'm happy to see my daughter-in-law and.My grand.
那这一次我上个礼拜有提到小女儿给我很多的一个感动与爱。
And last time I mentioned my youngest daughter gave me a lot of really touched me and make me feel loved.
Yeah, 那跟妻子在一起，有的时候一起祷告，跟神倾心吐意。
And sometimes when I pray with my wife and just pouring out before God.
台湾话讲妻子是牵手。
In Taiwanese words, wife means someone you hold hands with.
Yeah, 当我们牵着手一起祷告。
When we held hands together and pray together.
跟神倾心吐意。
And just pour out before God.
那个。心里面感受到非常的愉快。
We really felt great joy.
所以从片刻感觉惊艳到永恒。
So even from that one special moment, we felt eternity.
那所以无论将来如何。
So regardless of what the future holds,
我们也祝福这一个可贵的教会。
We bless.This precious church,
一代一代
from one generation to the next.
我看到 Jimmy, Emily, David.
I see Jimmy, Emily, and David.
成长
I see how they grew.
那我们愿我们神的荣美
May the glory of our God.
他的工作坐在我们身上
That his work, be down unto us.
他的荣耀向我们的子孙显明。
His glory will be shining upon our descendants.
我想我们的教会，神将来也会使我们成为多国的 international.
And I believe in the future, God will make this an international a church of nations.
Yeah, 所以我们欢迎 Andrew 在我们中间。
So welcome Andrew to be among us.
今天我要讲的题目。
And today our topic is
荣耀福音的执事。
Glorious Gospel, the ministry of glorious gospel.
那 我想我们的神他看重的是生命的建造。
And I think our God, what he values is to transform our lives, to build and transform our lives.
我想我读几节的圣经，哈，读几节的圣经。
Let me read some scripture.
我们先读圣经，在哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第三章。
Hold on one second. Chapter 3.
第三章十六节到十八节。
This is loading.
Okay. 你要不要我帮你翻
？No, this is fine.
好。
Okay.
我们先读中文好了哈，三章十六节到十八节。但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵。主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞的脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。十六节到十八节 16 to 18.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 16 to 18. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Okay.还有在出埃及记三十三章十八节，出埃及记三十三章，十八节，出埃及记三十三章十八节哈 ，OK， 那我们一起来读，来一起来读，那十八节，十八节到二十二节，好吧，十八节到二十二节一起来读，摩西说。求你显出你的荣耀给我看。耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。又说，你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。耶和华说，看哪，在我这里有地方，你要站在磐石上，我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石中，用手遮脸过去。好。
Then Moses said, Now show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord.In your presence, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. And the Lord said, There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by.
Okay.那我们再看两节，还有一个希伯来书二章十节，希伯来书二章十节，希伯来书二章十节，好，找得了，我们请，师母读给我们听好了，希伯来书二章十节。
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的。要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何宜的。
好，那这一节不晓得英文找到了吗？希伯来书二章十节 ，Hebrew
二章十节 ，OK，
就是十节而已
，OK。In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered.
Okay, 谢谢。还有最后再读一节，我们就停在暂时停在那里啊。以赛亚书，以赛亚书35章，以赛亚书35章第二节，以赛亚书35章第二节。从第一节第二节，好吧，第一节第二节一起来读。旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花，必开花繁盛，乐上加乐，而且欢呼。利巴嫩的荣耀必加密与沙伦的华美，并赐给他，人必看见
荣耀，我们神的华美，你们
好，就读到这。OK，OK。
The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God.
好，我们做一个简单祷告。主耶稣，主耶稣，求你与我们同在，高抹我们，照亮你的话语，赐智慧启示的灵，照明我们心中的眼睛，高抹我们的舌头，
Anoint our lips,
帮助我们听的讲的都蒙造就
，so that the speaking and the listeners we are all blessed.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告
，in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
在35章这边提到黎巴嫩的荣耀。
In chapter 35, talks about the glory of Lebanon.
黎巴嫩是产香柏木。
They are known for cypress.
那香柏木呢？它的香柏木是又高又大又直。
They are huge and very straight and yeah.
可以适合做圣殿。
And they are good for materials to build a temple.
还有做皇宫。
And also for palaces.
那它的特色就是它是有香气的。
And what's special about it is its fragrance.
那保罗在哥林多后书第二章那个地方有提到。
In Second Corinthians, Paul mentioned.
在第二章14节到16节，他说：“感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜。”就直接翻好了。
Thank God that God that He leads us to have victory in Christ.
并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Okay, I want to be accurate.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so I think probably better if you read from here.
对。
So.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, okay. Let me find first. Second Corinthians, which chapter?
Chapter
2, verse 14. Okay. Chapter 2, verse 14. Okay. But thanks be to God who always leads us in a triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
15节。因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡人的身上，都有基督馨香之气。
For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
16节，在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这事谁能当得起呢？
To the one, we are the smell of death. To the other, the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task?
那我们知道罗马人在打仗打胜仗的时候
，We know that the Romans when they have victory，
他们有一个凯旋的游行
，They have a march，
他们要进罗马城，他们的军队要有个凯旋的部队要进来
，Their soldiers will march into the city that they conquered，
但是他们也会带一些俘虏进来。
And also, they will bring the slaves, the prisoners, the captives.、Yeah.
那但是在那个时候，他们会烧一种很好很好的香。
And they will burn an incense.
那就是就是对于得胜者来说是一个得胜的馨香之祭。
For those who won the victory, it's the fragrance of victory.
其实神在我们生命中
In fact, God in our lives,
他就是要在我们的生命中做那馨香，使我们有基督的馨香之气。
What he wants to do is to bring the fragrance of Christ in our life.
我想耶稣吸引人的地方，他跟其他的王不一样的，他跟那个时代的罗马的凯撒不一样。
I think what God
Jesus Jesus
what Jesus draws people the difference between him and the Caesar
啊、我们看到最近看但以理书，那些王君王都称之为什么？称之为兽。
I think that in the book of Daniel, in the book of Daniel, all those kings were called the beast.
但是我们的耶稣他是人子。
But our Jesus, he's son of man.
啊，他说我的心柔和谦卑。
He said I'm gentle and meek.
啊，那他的柔和谦卑，他有爱心啊，吸引人来跟随他。
Yeah, he has, he's so full of compassion, and he draws people near him.
那约翰原来是一个雷子。
John was, thunder.
可是他喜欢靠近耶稣。
But he liked being around Jesus.
他喜欢亲近他或是靠近他。
He enjoyed being near him.
那特别是在耶稣从死里复活之后
，especially after Jesus resurrected from death，
他喜欢住在基督的里，住在基主里面。
He likes to live near Jesus。
跟耶稣有一个很亲密的同在。
Yeah, they had a very close relationship。
耶稣改变他的生命。
Jesus changed his life。
从一个脾气很不好的雷子
，from one with hot temper，
son of thunder，
thunder，
改变成那个一个爱的门徒
，to a disciple of love，
啊，并且是爱的使徒
an apostle of love，
那就是耶稣基督这个改变的生命，变化的生命
，and that's the evidence of the transforming life of Christ.
那我们刚刚看到保罗告诉我们，我们要敞开脸，要亲近神。
Paul said that we should lift our face and be near, come close to God.
当耶稣钉十字架的时候
，When Jesus was crucified on the cross,
圣殿的幔子裂开了。
The veil, in temple was split into half.
那我们可以来到至圣者的面前。
So we can come before the most holy.
那与他相亲近。
To be near him.
因为耶稣裂开他的身体。
Because Jesus, sacrificed his body.
他流出他的宝血。
Shed his blood.
他开了一条又新又活的路。
He paved a way that's new and full of life.
所以我们可以亲近神。
So we can come, we can be close to God.
那是我们的一个权利。
And that's our privilege.
那当我们敞开脸，当我们 亲近他，敞开脸，那个帕子就挪去了，那个遮盖的帕子就挪去了。
And when we draw near him, when we look upon him, then the veil is removed.
那他的那个荣耀荣光就一点一点的改变我们 ，transform us.
And the glory will gradually transform us.
使我们有他的形象。
So we have his image.
那这是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
啊，神要改变我们。
God will change us.
使我们更像耶稣。
So we will be more like Jesus.
我们在旧约我们也看到一些人物。
And also in the Old Testament, we saw some characters.
最近我们看到就是关于约瑟。
And recently, we talk about Joseph.
那约瑟，神给他有一个计划，有一个命定。
Joseph, God gave him a specific destiny, a specific plan.
他原来也有一个很好的梦想。
Originally, he had a big dream.
哦，他做了异梦。
And he had dreams.
啊，十二个河捆向他下拜。
Yeah, twelve shops. They all came around him and bow down to him.
And 甚至太阳、月亮也都向他下拜。
And even the sun and the moon, bow down to him.
哇。那他的爸爸说：“难道我们也要向你下拜吗？”他爸爸雅各说
：“His father said, 'Do we also need to bow down to you?'”
有人讲他有一点骄傲。
Some people say that he was very proud.
第一个字 pride, that's proud 啊。第一个字是就是有这么一点骄傲自义。
Yeah, he was maybe a little self-righteous.
但是要美梦成真的时候
，But when when his dream was about to come true.
上帝用一个阶段来制作他。
God took him through many stages.
有的时候，他遇到兄弟之间的摩擦、记恨、嫉妒、仇恨。
He faced conflicts from his brothers, jealousy and hatred.
甚至把他丢到坑里面。
They even put him in the well. In the pit.
可能他不懂得隐藏我是爸爸最爱的。
Maybe he didn't know to be low key.
他常常穿着爸爸给他的那个彩衣。
And he would wear this colorful clothes that his father gave him.
有一天他穿着这个
and show off, yeah.
他这个穿着这个彩衣去拿食物给他哥哥。
And one day he was bringing food to his brother with his beautiful clothes.
哇，他的哥哥们非常的嫉妒。
They were very jealous.
把他丢在坑里面。
They threw him in a pit.
把他的衣服撕了。
They ripped his clothes.
用羊的血弄上去。
With the blood of lamb.
就告诉他爸爸他被杀了。
And lied to his father.
本来他们甚至想要杀他。
Originally, they even wanted to kill him.
但是有一个兄弟有爱心。
But one of the brothers pity on him.
说不要杀他。
He said, please don't do that.
他们把他卖了。
So instead, they sold him into slavery.
以实玛利的商队把他卖给波提法的家。
They sold them into the hands of Ishmael merchant.
波提法的家。
And into the house of Potiphar, an Egyptian official.
那我们刚刚看到，第一个是 pride， 第二个是 Pete， 第三个是 Potiphar， 就是都是 P 开头。
Okay, so we saw three P's.
对，那他到了波提法家，又那个波提法的妻子试探他，然后不从的话，又陷害他，又把他丢到 prison， 丢到监狱里面去。
And Potiphar's wife tempted him and falsely accused him, and he ended up in prison.
哇，他本来有美梦。
So originally he had a big dream.
所有哥哥的河捆都向他下拜。
So all the shots from his brothers, they all.
可是现实的环境是越来越不好。
But the reality was it was getting worse and worse.
进到最后进到监狱。
And finally, he ended up in jail.
哇，在监狱里面。
In prison.
但是在约瑟的身上有一个特征。
Okay, in his life, there was something special about him.
对，就是他持守神的同在。
That he always stay close, kept presence of God.
那在波提法的家中是如此。
In the house of Potiphar.
Yeah, 他是如此。
He stay close to God.
他有神的同在。
He had this anointing of God.
活在神的面前
And he lived before God.
他有智慧
And he had wisdom from God.
办事精明
And he was very sharp in his business dealings.
那所以神祝福他
So God bless him.
但是他在监牢里面
But while in prison,
他也有神的同在
He also had the presence of God with him.
所以他也在监牢典狱长的面前蒙悦纳
So he won favor from the person in charge of the prison.
有一句话这么说。
And there's a saying.
但愿你使我们在神与人面前蒙恩宠。
That may we have favor from before you and God.
Yeah.
Before God and man.
Yeah. 那因为他敬畏神。
Because he had a fear of the Lord.
那神的工作是先制作器皿。
And God's work is that He would work on the vessel first.
那从好像原来像王子一样。
From a prince.
那慢慢到最后到 prison, 到监牢里面。
From a prince to a prisoner.
那可是后来升高他。
But God, Once again, elevated him.
但是在升高他之前，那个他解梦的那个酒镇呢，也忘了他。
Okay, and even before, just as he had hoped that it was time for him to break away from prison, the 酒镇怎么翻？哈？The the wine bearer forgot about him.
那但是
Thanks, thank you.
但是最后法老的梦必须是由他来解。
Okay, and Pharaoh's dream, he had to be the one to interpret the dream for Pharaoh.
那神把他升到皇宫里面去了。
So God elevated him to
palace. 你看 prince, pride, Pete, Potiphar, prison, palace. 就是都是 P 哈。那神把他升高了。
That's prime minister.
好，那主耶稣爱他，主耶稣非常的爱他。
And God really loved him.
各位，也许我们不会做宰相，可是各位，我们不，也许我们外面没有做宰相。
Okay, even though we might not be prime minister.
但是我们也不会做行政院长。
Maybe we won't be the Secretary of State.
我们也不会做总理。
Maybe we won't be the President.
可是我们可以与主一同做王。
But we can be king.
如果我们有那个尊贵的生命。
If we have this noble,
我们是一个得胜的得胜者。
We are a victor.
Overcomer.
Overcomer.
我们可以与主一同做王。
And we can be king with him.
圣经里面说，我们若与他一同死。
We die with him.
我们又比他一同活。
And we resurrect with him.
我们若与他一同受苦。
If we suffer with him.
我们就与他一同得荣耀。
Then we will be in glory with him.
我们若与他一同受苦。
If we suffer with him.
我们就要与他一同作王。
Then we will share the kingship.
受苦不一定是外面的苦。
Suffering doesn't necessarily mean outside circumstance.
乃是天天的跟随主
，but follow God every day.
天天的否认自己
every day deny ourselves.
跟随耶稣
，to follow Jesus.
不照自己的意思
，to not follow our own will.
在罗马书第八章那里提到
，in Romans chapter 8,
他说跟随圣灵
，to follow the Holy Spirit.
体贴圣灵
to obey to, yeah, to okay, semi on the Holy Spirit.
那就得生命平安。
Then we will gain life and peace.
就可以得到神儿子的名分。
Then we will bear the inheritance of Son of God.
我们不再是奴隶。
We are no longer slaves.
我们不再是罪恶的奴隶。
We are no longer slaves of sin.
我们不再是律法的奴隶。
We are no longer slaves under the law.
神要叫我们得释放。
God will set us free.
成为神儿子自由的荣耀。进入神儿子自由的荣耀。
To enter into the glorious presence of and freedom of the Son of God.
那你有神儿子自由的荣耀。
When you have
glorious
freedom of the Son of God.
那是多么好。
That's a wonderful thing.
我们再想到一个人物。
Let's think about another person.
小时候，他的母亲叫他的姐姐把他放在尼罗河，用一个蒲草箱放在尼罗河的尼罗河上。
When he was young, his mother, his sister, right?
Yeah, mother, 托付 trusted.
Yeah, his mother trusted his sister to put him in this box. Is this basket, right? Above
on the river,
on the river of Nile.
后来他被法老的女儿发现了。
And he was discovered by the daughter of Pharaoh.
但是他的姐姐找一个养母。
And his sister found him a nurse.
就是他的母亲。
And the nurse happens to be his birth mother.
可能他的母亲生命很荣美。
Maybe his mother was had a glorious life.
那他是在埃及的皇宫长大。
He grew up in the palace of Egypt.
他是埃及的王子。
He was a prince of Egypt.
但是他后来要做选择的时候。
But eventually when he had to make a choice.
那些希伯来人。
The Hebrews.
他们在做奴仆。
They were slaves.
他们在造砖。
They were building bricks.
用蒲草，用篱笆造砖。
Yeah, they were building.
盖城
with straws, with bricks, they were building things.
他好像是奴隶。
They were slaves.
但是他爱他们。
But he loved them.
他对他们有一个认同。
He identified with them.
他宁愿跟神的百姓一同受苦。
He would rather suffer with the people of God.
那而不愿享受埃及皇宫的醉中之乐。
Instead of indulging in the sinful pleasure of Egypt.
那这是一个选择。
And this is a choice.
那当然他要救一个他的同胞。
And of course, when he tried to save one of his own.
在此之前。
Beforehand.
他受的教育是非常的好。
He had the best education.
圣经上说他说话才能都是第一流的。
And the Bible mentioned that he was very sharp and, when it comes to speaking and his ability was top notch.
他可能对公共卫生很有研究。
Maybe he was an expert in public health.
你去看利未记啊，非常的一些洁净的东西，他非常，摩西一定很清楚。
Yeah, and from the Bible we know that he knew a lot about public health.
可能建筑学也很好。
Maybe he was an architect.
可能身体也很强壮。
He also had a strong body.
我相信也许也是一个也可以统领军队的。
And also he was probably capable of leading an army.
但是他想要救一个他的同胞。
But he wanted to save his people, one of his own people.
外面他是埃及人。
On the outside, he was Egyptian.
他的心里面认同他是犹太人。
In his heart, he identified as a Hebrew.
他用他的血气，他用他的血气杀了一个埃及人。
With his own flesh, And he killed someone. He killed an Egyptian.
他犯了错。
He made a mistake.
他是一个杀人犯。
Now he now was a murderer.
哦，那是很可怕的事。
That was a serious crime.
对法老来说。
In the eyes of Pharaoh.
你在我皇宫长大。
You grew up in my palace.
受我们的教育。
You got the best education.
可是你去为着要救一个。救一个希伯来，为了要救一个希伯来人。
But because you wanted to save a Hebrew.
你杀了埃及人。
You kill you kill an Egyptian.
那这样子的话传到法老那里。
And those the news got into Pharaoh's ears.
法老生气了。
He was very angry.
那其实摩西要靠他的。血肉之躯，血气要救他的百姓是没有办法的。
But in reality, if Moses wanted to rely on his own strength, his own flesh, he couldn't save.
神把他带到旷野去。
So God brought him to the wilderness.
那去那边牧羊。
To shepherd those sheep.
然后。然后生儿养女
，and to
娶妻生儿养女
，get married and have babies，
过很平凡的生活
，a very ordinary life。
所有他学的知识
，everything that he learned，
在那个时候都倒空了
，was useless。
那神有的时候把我们倒空
，and sometimes God emptied us。
好像我们在旷野里面，我们看起来。不太有用。
It's like we're in the wilderness and we feel useless.
那摩西感觉到。
And Moses felt.
当神在何烈山向他显现的时候。
That when God was revealed himself in the mountain of.
要使用他的时候。
When God was ready to use him.
他说我是左口笨舌的人。
He said, I'm a man.With
awkward,
with very awkward lips.
Awkward lips, yeah. 可是神，他好像对自己失去信心。
It seems like he lost faith in himself.
起先是我能够。
In the beginning, it was he was thinking I can.
旷野的生活使他觉得他不能。
After the life in the wilderness, he realized that he can't.
要带那些百姓出埃及容易不容易
is it an easy task to lead those people
法老的军权法老的权柄那么大
the authority I mean the power of Pharaoh is great
又要把他带把百姓要带出埃及要通过红海
and to bring all those peopleOut of Egypt and to pass through the Red Sea.
我跟你说，带三个人都不容易。
Even to bring three people is not easy.
带十个人更不容易。
And it's more difficult to bring 10 people.
因为你如果去过去过那个旷野，我曾经跟师母去过。
Yeah, if you have been to the wilderness there, and I have.
你不知道哪里有水。
You don't know where the water is.
这是几十万人，上百万人。
And we're talking about hundreds of thousands or millions.
所以他说我不能是对的。
So he said, I can't. It was an accurate assessment.
那但是他需要神。
But he needed God.
那这一位神是那一位自由拥有者。
So this God is the I am who I am.
那他是。
He is.
在人不能。
It's impossible for man.
但是在神凡事都能。
But in God, all things are possible.
神做成了。
God accomplished it.
他神借着十灾。
Through the 10 plagues.
他叫法老的心，刚硬的心，终于要让神的百姓出去。
That he hardened Pharaoh's heart, but then finally Pharaoh gave up.
那神的百姓自由了。
And the people of God was finally free.
神说，让我的百姓出去。
God said, "Let my people go."
好侍奉我。
So they can serve me.
神说，让我的百姓出去。
Let my people go.
好敬拜我。
So they can worship me.
所以他们 出去。
So there they went.
那摩西照着神的指示建造会幕。
And Moses built, according to God's instruction.
他们侍奉神。他们侍奉神。
They serve God.
他们敬拜神。
They worship God.
他们是属神的子民。
They were people of God.
那摩西说，使我们与别人不同的。
What sets us apart from other people?
是你的同在。
It's your presence.
所以你必须要跟我们去。
So you must go with us.
所以他渴慕要遇见神的同在。
So he had this, he longed to see God's presence.
要神的荣耀向他显现。
He longed to have the glory of God to appear to him.
各位，在你的人生中，在你我的人生中
，In our lives.
如果遇到不容易
，If we deal with hardships，
我们在无可指望的时候
，Even when we feel hopeless，
我们要寻求神的荣耀
，We need to seek God's glory。
当我们寻见的时候
，And when we find Him，
那他的恩惠慈爱就会临到我们
，His mercy and grace will follow us。
他的荣耀就是他的恩惠与慈爱。
His glory is His mercy and grace.
那摩西提到摩西，你觉得他最伟大的点是哪一点
？When we mention Moses, what do you think is the greatest strength of him?
是不是他的事工
？Is it his ministry?
哇，他带了上百万人的， oh. 可能大概只有韩国的赵庸基牧师的教会有那么大，但是圣经提到他是世界上最谦和的人。
And in the Bible it says that he's the most humble man.
好像神 care 的是他是世上最谦和的人。
It seems like what God cared was that he's the most humble man on the earth, on the planet.
那当然在希伯来书也提到他在以色列全家敬忠。
And also it talks about that he was faithful in the house of Israel.
Yeah, 神宝贵的是他的生命。
What God really valued was his life.
神，他带了那么多的人出埃及。
He brought so many people out of Egypt.
在民数记里面，大部分的人都是发埋怨的。
In Numbers, most people complain.
那很多人倒闭在旷野。
Many die. In the wilderness,
只有加勒约书亚进到迦南美地，老一代的老一辈的进去。
Only Caleb and Joshua enter into the promised land. And
神就是要制作人。
And God was molding people.
我们是讲策略，讲方法。
We talk about strategies and ways, methods.
但是神要得着一个器皿。
But God wants.Cares about is one vessel,
一个约瑟
one Joseph,
一个亚伯拉罕
one Abraham,
一个摩西
one Moses.
那神要在我们身上
God will be upon us.
我在这边再说一次
，and I want to mention one more time.
我很感动，这个在这里的聚会
，I'm really touched, by the meetings here.
今天我们领会的姊妹。
Today, our worship leader, sister,
说神要带领我们进入荣光之境。
She said that God will lead us into glorious place.
我们不只是要寻求神的荣耀。
Not only do we seek the glory of God.
那神的荣耀，神的荣美。
The glory and the beauty of God.
你知道有神的荣美有一种是什么？
You know, the glorious beauty of God, there's one kind.
就是基督的爱。
Is the love of Christ.
好，我想我这个不是刚才才写的啊，在以弗所书三章十八十九。
And this is in Ephesians.
三章
chapter three.
三章十八九十九节，他说
18 and 19.
就是我们可以看到，他说认识基督的爱。是何等的长阔高深，这并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的， 便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。刚刚在聚会的时候，哎，居华后来突然领这一首歌，深哉深哉，神圣的爱，基督的爱是何等的长阔高。三章十八节，三章十八节，
十八十九。Okay. May have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
那其实这个爱也是一种力量。
And this love is also a strength.
那在十六节那边讲到。
In verse 16.
他说：“求他按着他丰盛的荣耀
，I pray that out of his glorious riches，
借着他的灵
，and through his spirit，
叫你们心里的力量刚强起来
，and he may strengthen you，
使基督因你们的信
，and so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith，
住在你们心里
，yeah， Dwell in your hearts through faith.
叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that
your love
has
foundation.
Yeah.
Okay. 那你看到了，我们刚才看到认识基督的爱充满万有的充满了你之后，你看到二十节，那个是多么美的一个应许。二十节、二十一节，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。二十节，好不好？神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
好，感谢神。那我想神成就事情在约瑟身上的时候。
Yeah, when God accomplished his will, Joseph.
那超过约瑟所求所想。
It was much more than what Joseph.
超过他的爸爸所求所想。
Much more than what Jacob, his father, imagined would ask.
我相信，如果我们更多让神的爱有根有基在我们里面
，I believe if we
让神的爱
allow more of God's love to be rooted in our lives.
Yeah, to be rooted in our lives, in our heart, in our spirit. 那我们有神要成就。超过我们所求所想。
Yeah, that will accomplish.
好，那我们另外再看那个在以赛亚书三十五章啊，不用翻了。他这边讲加密与沙伦的华美。
Okay.
加密。加密。
It talks about the glory of Carmel and Sharon.
啊，那我们知道，在加密山那个以利亚跟巴利的先知们，算是一个属灵的征战。
Yeah, we know that in the mountain of Carmel, there was a spiritual battle between Elijah and those false prophets of.
神借着他胜过那些权势。
And God used Elijah to overcome those false prophets.
但是。在马拉基书，神提到以利亚。
But in Malachi, God mentioned about Elijah.
那是在圣经里面最旧约的最后一最最后最后一章，最后一章啊，他这边讲到说，他说他叫为父的心转向儿女的心转向父亲。神在末后的时候要差以利亚来。他说在第五节第六节啊，第五节第六节
okay,
看啊，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女， 儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction.
人类有一个很可惜的事。
Yeah, in humanity, there's one thing that's really a shame.
那就是代沟。
And that's miscommunication.
A generation gap.
Okay, generation gap.
那但是如果以利亚的心智，这边很奇怪，为什么要提到以利亚的心到你们那里去，使父亲的心，使神的百姓，使天父的心转向神的儿女。
Yeah, so here it talks about,
使天父的心转向儿女。
Yeah, so like the heart of the father will turn to his children.
儿女的心转向父亲。
And the hearts of the children will turn to their father.
我觉得这是一件很美的事。
And this is a beautiful thing.
这一次我回来，我感受到。
And this time I have felt it. This time.
我爱我的儿子。
I love my son.
他也爱我。
He loves me too.
我爱我的女儿，她也爱我。
I love my daughter, and she loves me too.
在这个世代，这是一个享受。
And this is a great enjoyment in this time.
你知道，其实以利亚哈，他也有一个属灵的传承。
You know, even Elijah, he has a spiritual descendant.
Descendant, Elisha.
Elisha.
以利沙说。我要愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。
Elisha said that may the spirit who move you be greater, you know, be double portion on me.
以前我在好多年前我在台北看了一句话。
Many years ago, I saw one phrase in Taipei.
孩子，我希望你比我强。
My child, I want you to be greater than me.
也许我们就是有一个爱我们下一代的心。
And we have this love for our next generation.
这一次我来很开心。
And this time I was very happy.
我看吉米翻译，学荣翻译，哈，这就是 next generation.
Jimmy and Claire translate.
学乔也是。下一代比我们强，阿门。这就是为父的心，阿门。
That's father's heart.
那个以利亚不会嫉妒，吼，你怎么说要加倍的灵给你呀？
Elijah was like, why do you say this? Double spirit,
double portion,
double portion on you.
你好大的胆子，你难道比我还强吗？
How dare you?
因为他有一个父为父的心。
Because he has a father's heart.
我希望你比我更强。
I want you to be greater than me.
孩子们小时候。
And I remember when the kids are young.
我们两个人不要他们知道的是我们讲英文。
When we try to keep things from them, we spoke English.
现在他们是英文老师了。
And they, two of them became English.
他们的英文比我们还好了。所以
yeah.
感谢神，最后我们
learn another language.
所以最后我们再讲一个，就是撒伦的玫瑰。
So one more, we need to talk about the rose of Sharon.
我想对于撒伦的玫瑰，它预表什么
？What does the rose of Sharon symbolize?
就是基督的心腹。
It's the bride of Christ.
你看到在雅歌里面
，and you see that in the Song of Songs.
那个心腹的美丽是在哪里
？Where is the beauty of the bride？
鸽子的眼。
Because she had the eyes of the dove。
纯一清洁。
Very pure, very 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 pure and very。
我们也很需要耶稣不断来清洁我们的心。
And we need Jesus to cleanse us continuously.
使我们有一个单一的心。
So we have, so we have the fixed eyes.
在这个世界上有一些分心的事。
There are many distractions on this earth.
我们要调转我们的眼目。
We need to turn our eyes.
我们要跟他买眼药膏。
We need to buy
属灵的眼药膏。
Spiritual
eye medicine.
Eye medicine.
来清洁我们的眼目。
To clean our eyes.
使我们有一个专一的心。
So we have a focused heart.
那另外他提到的是在第四雅歌第四章第三节，你不用讲了，不用翻了。他提到面貌秀美，啊，言语柔和。
OK，
他是讲到两件事，外边是面貌秀美 ，the beauty of face， and 就是言语 ，the words， 言语柔和，这是心腹的一个特别的地方。他的言语是低密低奶。他的言语，心腹的言语是低密低奶。
Should I translate this?
对对对对对。
Oh, I thought you said I don't need to translate.
要，因为还有 Andrew.
Oh, oh, okay.
okay.
Okay. So, can you say that again? The last one.
那个舌头是低密低奶。
So the bride's tongue, there's honey and milk dripping over.
神要改变我们。
And God wants to change us.
说话。要有恩慈
，that we speak with gracious words，
那又倾心爱神
，and love God with a pure heart。
王就要与这样的人做朋友
，and the king will be friend with someone like this。
那神也呼召这个心腹鸽子完全人
，and God called this bride。This dog to be
perfect. Yeah, 他说有好多六十八十，但是我的鸽子，我的完全人就一个。
Yeah, even though there were many maidens, but in my eye, there's only one.
那另外，神要呼召神的百姓在末后的世代。
And also, God will call His people.
威武。像是有旌旗的威武如有旌旗的军队。
God will call His people in the end time, and it will be mighty like an army with a banner.
那是一个得胜的旌旗。
And that's a victorious banner.
我们在这个时代
，and in this age,
我们神呼召我们做得胜者。
God call us to be overcomers.
我非常感谢神。
I'm really thankful.
我觉得我这是我的期许。
This is my hope.
求主让我们多结果子。
That we will bear fruits.
住在基督里。
That dwell in Christ.
那这个教会求主加添更多的爱在其中。
That God will increase the love in this church.
求主为我们开敞开的门，福音的门。
God will open doors for us to evangelize.
那使恩典因人多越发加增。
So that grace will multiply because people.
他结婚的时候
when he got married.
有十个童女。
There were ten.
小女孩
flower girls,
她的钢琴的学生
ten flower girls, yeah, they, yeah.
我在想 这些童女的家如果都信耶稣
well, if all of them are Christians,
那该有多好
that would be great.
我们要抓住每一个机会
yeah, we need to seize every opportunity.
我们求主使神的荣耀在我们教会越来越增加
We pray that God's glory will increase in our.
神的爱在我们教会越来越增加。
God's love will increase in our.
这是一个可爱的地方。
This is a lovely place.
那我相信。
And I believe.
神会为我们开敞开的门。
God will open doors for us.
神先要 quality. 神要先要品质。
Yeah, God wants quality first.
鸽子完全人一个。
A dove with pure heart, a perfect.
亚伯拉罕一个
One Abraham.
后来的子孙很多
And then he had many descendants.
最后我就是勉励。
And at last, I want to.
昨天晚上我们提，我们提到遵守神忍耐的道。
We talk about endure through.
忍耐 the word of patience.
The word of patience.
Yeah. 那神要在普天下人受试炼的时候。
Then God will.
在
then when the whole world is going through trial and tribulations,
神要保守我们。
God will protect us.
这是神的应许。
And this is His promise.
我们天天的否认自己。
That we deny ourselves every day.
我们变成成熟。
And we become mature.
灾难。灾难试炼
then the plagues, the disasters,
对世界是个审判、
those will be,
对, 对这个 世人是一个审判
to the world,
但是对神的百姓
but to God's people,
已经是要使神的百姓成熟
it will help them to become more mature.
我最近看到一个见证很受感动
I saw one testimony and it really moved me.
大陆有一个基督徒很爱神的维权律师
There was a Christian of, one, a lawyer who loved God in mainland China.
他受尽了许多外面的苦
He endured, he suffered a lot.
但是当那些人用各样的各样的苦刑待他的时候
But when those who persecuted him mistreated with all kinds of
torture. 但是他们一停下来
But whenever they stop,
这个人就睡着了，呼呼大睡。
He fell asleep.
后那些人很生气。
And they were really angry.
他说我们一天两天都没有睡好。
We haven't slept.
怎么一下就睡了？
And we haven't slept for days.
他说 我里面的很强大。
He said, the one who's in me is great.
在我里面的，就是意思就是在我里面的胜过世界。
The one who's in me is greater than this world.
他们看到身体方面没办法折磨他。
They realized that they could not torture him.
他们就放很多，就让他听很多很多的声音，听很多的声音要来洗脑。
And so they play a lot of noise to try to brainwash him.
也没有办法。
And that didn't work.
我们基督徒里面有一个关锁的圆，禁闭的禁。
For us Christians, we have this.
我们可以，我们可以逃到至高者的隐秘处。
We can hide in the hidden place of the Most High.
然后我们基督徒在你看在在德国人掠就是苦待人的时候，很多基督徒彼此帮助。
You mean during World War II?
对，在德国希特勒对。
When the Nazis when they persecuted people, there were many Christians who helped each other.
他们都度过了难关。
And they all survived.
上帝有上帝的智慧。
God has His ways.
我们如果天天否认自己
，If we deny ourselves,
天天遵守他的道
，If we obey His ways,
我们已经逐渐成熟了。
And we are on our way to.
所以神看你已经烤熟了
So God will see that you are almost done
所以就不会给你 再多一点的火
So there won't be more suffering
上帝会祝福你们
God will bless you
这是给我们的应许 Amen、多么宝贵的应许谢谢你
okay.
Thank you 越来越好、
oh, okay.
Thank you
谢谢谢谢好不好
我们因为今天他要去接一个人啊，我想我们就还是简单唱一个歌，信靠顺服，好吧？有一首歌就好了，好吧？信靠顺服。